Hey, what's up, man? Storm out here. Man, I'm on this thing today, man. I'm gonna just go off. You know what I've been realizing? Like America, it's real, it's racist, like, to the core, like, you know, like, in the bones. And you know what I'm starting to realize? It might be incurable. Like, you can't cure it. You get it? Like, you can't. It's someone's mindset. Like, you can maybe change it for a couple weeks or alter it for a couple days, but you can't, like, get it out. Someone, if someone has that in them, if that's how they see the other person, like, you can't get rid of it. I don't think so. I honestly don't. People can tolerate each other. You can make a racist tolerate. I mean, basically, make a racist tolerate someone. You can't cure it from them, though. And you know who created that? The white people created that. They did. And they've instilled it in this generation, and they instilled it in the previous generation. Like, it's not happening, man. Like, it's not happening. We have a certain section of a certain majority of people in this country right now that think they're fighting for their race. That think they think their race is under attack. That's what their mindset is. They think their race is under attack. And I don't know if no one ever says that, but they're the most unintelligent people I've ever seen in my entire life. Look how rooted in your ways and how racist you have to be so blatant to what's happening in front of you. Like, they're looking at the color green. Donald or someone or a crony of his is going to say, no, that's green, that's blue. Don't believe that color. Like, they're looking at it and they're like, they still, like, that's fucking crazy. Like, for real, that's fucking crazy. If y'all don't find that crazy, what the f- I don't get, like, that's insane. Just think about it, though. Like, for real. I'm not trying to give credit to the other side either. The other side is just as racist. Don't let these people fool you, man. Their racism is, I'm gonna take my son 10 miles across town for better schools just because it's for basically better education. I'm not gonna live next to you. I'm gonna live across town for better living conditions. But I'm not a racist, though. I'm not running away from you or anything, right? If you have dreads and you come into the house holding his daughter's hand, some, I'm beyond it, not, they're gonna look back and like, but you can't control that, though, man. Like, you get it? those are some things you just can't control. That's just the person's... Black people do it too. Fucking parents, son or daughter gonna come in with a black man. I mean, with a white man or a white woman. They gonna look at her funny. No, it's just... It's cultural, man. Everyone wants to be with whoever they look like. I think that's just human instinct. Some people, you know, some people are out the norm. Some people might not. But I'm just keeping it 100. You know, you just gonna have to let go of some shit. You know, we're gonna just have to... I'm serious. We're just gonna have to take some shit, man. We're not gonna get everything. Even though we ain't getting shit right now. I recently just heard that almost 1 billion point something in money just was stolen from black people. I'm talking about farming, you know, farmers, black farmers. Man, that shit crazy. I swear, I love this country. But sometimes just things are so unfair. I'm serious, man. Collectively, I think if just everyone just band together, it's just that government. I'm telling you, they pit people against each other. They pit people against each other, man. And that fucking sucks. That fucking sucks. Oh shit. But yeah. Man, I don't even know if people gonna listen to this podcast. I just speak that shit. Not for real. I'm just speaking that shit right now. Football season about to start right now. Really don't follow football like that. I'm just waiting for the NBA season. I got some crazy predictions. I think Pelicans are gonna go far this year. I'm just saying. I don't feel like they have pressure on them. They're just a young, hungry group that got to prove themselves. You feel me? And I think Zion's gonna take off, man. I got that. RJ Barrett's gonna be like a Harden type player. No, that's my prediction. I don't think Moran is gonna be all that. I don't. But I still think the Warriors are the team to beat. I don't give a damn what anyone says. It was too easy for them, man. They lost, but every year it was getting less and less fun. Now it's going to be fun for them. They're going to be hungry. And someone needs to prove themselves. I mean, number 30, man. Curry got to prove himself. Because he's starting to he's questionable right now. He's questionable. He had 2 shots to save the game last season. He didn't do it. He's questionable. I want to see how he plays with D'Angelo anyway. LeBron going to be back. It's going to be the West. Westbrook should have went to New York. He should have went to the Knicks. He could have been battling it up with those other guys on that side, you know? And maybe he would have went to the fucking finals. It ain't happening for you, Brooke. I'm telling you, man. You're too much like Kobe, bro. I've seen it. You just need just those role players. And maybe one average, better than average role player, you know? As a Randall. No, I'm telling you. He could have been your Bynum. Westbrook Don't do this Harden thing, man. If you got the chance, get out. Get out. CP3 need to come to the Lakers. Then I think we'll see LeBron's best career yet. Then he could finally play his own position. He doesn't have to worry about passing the rock, because you can trust CP to do that. I'm telling you, CP need to make a move. Melo, man, his fall from grace is crazy. Melo, man, where can you go, Melo? Let me see. Should have went back to the Knicks, man. They were not taking, no one taking them. New York would have just grabbed him for the culture, man. Get my boy Melo. But if I was Melo, I'd have just went to the freaking Warriors. Fuck it. Let me get this something, man. You feel me? LeBron better not call him over there. Swear to God. Man, that's it for the day, man.